In February 1531, Henry VIII declared himself head of the church in England, in defiance of the Pope, and an invasion from the Catholic continent was on the cards. The broad beach here at Slapton Sands was thought a likely spot. It had been chosen as a landing place before by a French army who marched on Dartmouth in 1404. So Henry VIII decided a castle should be built at each end of the sands to guard against future invaders. Although these castles are shown on a 16th century map, their exact location is uncertain. The village of Slapton was protected by a drawbridge across the Lea, and if you look north, next to the car park, there's a turn-off going up to the village. A bridge crosses the Lea probably at the same place where the drawbridge must have been. General Montgomery, better known as Monty, visited Slapton Sands in 1938, and it left a lasting impression. In 1943, it was one of the sites chosen for rehearsals for the D-Day landings. Not only was the beach similar to those the Allies would encounter in the Normandy landings, but the hinterland was also akin to that of northern France. The GIs built a pontoon bridge across the Lea while training to storm the beaches codenamed Utah and Omaha. Live ammunition was used, and nearly 1,000 men were killed in these practice landings, most of them during Exercise Tiger, when landing craft were ambushed by German E-boats. But casualties on the beaches of Normandy would have been much higher if the people of Start Bay and the surrounding area hadn't given up their beaches, fields and homes as a training ground for the D-Day landings. The monument you can see next to the car park was put up by the US Army to thank the villagers for vacating their homes.